2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 19. Day 4. Outline. Roman number 2. Christ was crucified to redeem us out of the curse of the law and rescue us out of the evil religious course of the world, and he was resurrected from the dead so that he might live in us and be formed in us at our maturity. Roman number 3. In Galatians 4:19, Christ is presented as the one who is formed in the believers. Capital A. Christ, a living person, is the focus of Paul's gospel. Capital B. Paul's preaching was to bring forth Christ, the Son of the living God, in the believers. Capital C. Christ is now living in us, and he will be formed in us. Capital D. Paul was traveling so that Christ might be formed in the believers for their full sonship. Roman number 4. According to Paul's usage in the New Testament, the word form refers to the outward expression of the inner being. What we are is expressed in our form, that is, the outward expression of our inner being. Roman number 5. To have Christ formed in us is to have Christ fully grown in us. Capital A. First, Christ was born into us at the time we repented and believed into him, then he lives in us in our Christian life, and finally, he will be formed in us at our maturity. This is the end of today's outline.